Parshas Baal Oskar, we have a very discussion that takes place, and I'm going to today actually focus a bit more on that discussion. I want to focus a bit more on that discussion and show you the psukim, because I don't think we read the psukim carefully enough, and I want to read them a bit more carefully. I'm reading in Perek Yud Beis, Parshas Baal Oskar, it's in Bamidbar, Pasuk Aleph, okay? Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph. The Pasuk says again, Vatadaber Miriam Ba'aron Bim Moshe Al Odos HaYisha Kushis Asher Lokach Ki Isha Kushis Lokach. As you can see, fairly quickly, the language is very cumbersome. Those who are familiar with the Hebrew language know that here we have what seems to be language that is, I would say, even not only cumbersome, but perhaps even awkward. Vatadaber Miriam Ba'aron Bim Moshe. How do you translate that? Bim Moshe?
In Moshe.
In Moshe. That's a little translation. Al Odos. Who in heaven's name is writing this? Here, Daniel. Al Odos, which means, how do you translate Al Odos? About, but it's a strange way of saying it. And then it speaks about Ha'isha Kushes Asher Lokach, Gisha Kushes Lokach. Vayomu, Havakach B'Moshe Diber Hashem, Halo Gabonu Diber, Ha'ishma Hashem. We spoke about this last time, if you remember. In terms of the Rambam, in terms of other Rishonim, the Ramban, Rosh Mari Mintz, a few others. But anyway, the language is very unclear. And then suddenly, V'yayish Moshe Anamod, Mikol HaAdam, Hashal Pnei Adama, describes the Anava of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then Pasuk Dalet, V'yayim Hashem Pis'om. What in heaven's name does that mean?
Suddenly.
Why is that necessary? V'yayim Hashem, Moshe V'yalara. Mazat Pit'om, or Pis'om, as it says in the Pasuk. Rashi says that they were tmeim v'derecheres v'yitzokim mayim mayim, and Hashem suddenly appeared to them, without giving them advance warning, if you will. El Moshe v'el Aaron v'el Miriam tzu shloshtechem v'el moyim v'ayitzu shloshtem. And then a bit later the Amud Anon comes, and Pasuk Vav, v'yom ha-shimun ha-dvaroi im yen v'yachem, if we're talking about Nevi'im, Hashem, how does Hashem speak to Nevi'im? Either through a mare, through a vision, or through a chalom. However, Pasuk Zayin, Lochein Abdi Moshe. Moshe, somehow, we said last time, his nevuah is markedly different. In what respect? Pasuk Ches, Pel Pe Adabe Bo, Hashem speaks to him. Pel Pe, meaning?
Face to face.
Umare v'lo b'chidos.
No riddles.
No riddles, as other Nevi'im somehow are able to communicate with Hashem through riddles. And Smunas Hashem Yabid, he has a more direct kind of communication. So I just want to start from the very beginning again, and now that we read the psukim, you'll see the diukim that many already make in the psukim. Even pasuk beis, vayomu harakach b'moshe diber Hashem, halo gambonu diber. So what are we talking about over here? Just translate the pasuk. Means they argued, what, Hashem only speaks with Moshe? He speaks with us as well. Isn't the language here, again, awkward? Mendel,
yeah.
What should it have said? Vayomu, harak im Moshe diber Hashem? Halo imonu, gamken diber. Something like that. By the way, this kasha is not my kasha, but it's an obvious kasha. Chaim Volozhin asked his kasha in his parish on Pirkei Avos, in the Ruach Chaim. But just reading the psukim already, you can ask the question on your own. It's really obvious. And then a bit later, even when Hashem responds, I'm talking about now Pasuk Vav, Vayom Shimuno. Oh, you don't have a chumash? Oh, yeah, okay, good. Shimuno Dvaroi, Im Yen Nevi Achem Hashem, Bamara Yilo Vesvado, Bachalom Adaber Bo. There's also a strange lashon. Im Yen Nevi Achem sounds like some sort of a suffix, if there will be Nevi'im. What suffix is there? One of the cardinal principles of faith is that Hashem communicates with human beings, and they're on the Nevi'im. And there's Nevuah in the world. So what's the language of Im Yiyad Nevi'achem? Not only that, the next language, Bamara Elov Esvado, Bachalom Adabre Bo. First it says Elov, and then it says Bo. What in heaven's name is that? That Hashem appears to other to be in Bamara, that's true. Elov. And then Bachalom Adabre Bo. What's the Bo? Not only that, a bit later, in Pasuk Ches, when he speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu being different than other Nevi'im, Pe'el Pe'adaber Bo. What's the Bo? What you just said? Pe'el Pe'adaber Imo. It's almost as if La'habdil Rahman L'tzad Mi'el V'Avi Abdolos, I'm not allowed to even utter the words. That this is written by someone who, essentially, something happened.
In general, what's the difference in vocabulary between Banu, Imanu, Bo?
It's quite a difference. Imanu means he speaks with us. Bo, what does Bo, the word Bo mean? Pe'el pe'adaber Bo, I will speak in him. What in heaven's name does that mean? It's almost incomprehensible. The language here is incomprehensible.
More aggressive.
That's very nice and dandy. That's more aggressive, but it's incomprehensible. Not only that, a bit later, V'eish Moshe Anamon, Mikol Ha'adam, Hashem Pnei Adam. By now you've acquired some, shall we say, push for the Hebrew language, hopefully. Ah, yes, for Yehudim in California, anyway, so he certainly has this knowledge. Do you hear the problem over here? The problematica? All of you are listening to what I'm saying? This parsha has always struck my fancy and aroused my pique for many, many years already. But especially the incomprehensibility of it. That's really what bothers me more than anything else. And then at the end, Ba'ish Moshe Adamo, Asher al Pnei Adama. Could you please tell me why suddenly this pasuk appears? Va'ish Moshe Adamo, it's obviously pasuk Gimel, correct? After their argument, namely Miriam and Aaron, what do they argue? That Hashem speaks with us as well. And suddenly we have a statement, Va'ish Moshe Adamo, we call Adam Asher al Pnei Adama. What is this doing over here? So the Rabban quotes the Sifrei, right over here, the Rabban quotes the Sifrei, that the Sifrei says that they spoke even in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu. They were not embarrassed to speak in his presence. And then it says a bit later, as I mentioned, that, earlier, in Pasuk Beis, it says, Vayishma Hashem, Hashem heard the discussion that was taking place, namely Miriam and Aaron indicating they're also in the Nevi'im, because they also communicate with Hashem. So, in effect, what's going on here? And Vayishma Hashem, Hashem hears what's going on, then Vayish Moshe Anamod, we call Adam, means somehow Moshe Rabbeinu obviously did not react, did not respond. In his modesty, he's an unbelievably modest person, and even though clearly there's a discussion about him, Moshe Rabbeinu does not react, does not respond. However, there's an opinion in the Sifrei that this was not said in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was said between themselves, Miriam and Aaron. It's Machlokas. If that's the case, if they're speaking among themselves, what in heaven's name is the pasuk Va'ish Moshe Anamo that follows upon the heels of that? I have so many kashas here, Mendel. As they say in Chinese, we can get ours from the Caleb. You got to get Caleb over here. He understands, Chesky. We get ours from the Caleb, though.
What does Caleb have to do
with it? Caleb means I'm going out of my gourd. I'm losing it. The psukim are just impossible to understand. No, before I just want to indicate, and Pasuk Ches, a bit later, Umadua lo yireisem, what does Hashem tell them? Why weren't you afraid the daber bi'abdi bi'moshe? Isn't that also a strange lotion? Bi'abdi, why weren't you afraid to speak bi'abdi in my servant, in Moshe? What should it have said? Why weren't you afraid to speak about my servant, about Moshe Rabbeinu? What's bi'abdi and bi'moshe? What's a lot of bi' over here? Correct? Bi'. Repeated many, many times. Rashi here comments, it doesn't say bi'abdi Moshe, but bi'abdi bi'moshe. It says Rashi, bi'abdi abba b'she'enu Moshe. Bi'moshe afilonu abdi. That's what Rashi comments over here. Means you should have been afraid, and certainly that Moshe Rabbeinu is my Eved, and the Eved of the Melech is like, shall we say, like the Melech himself. But what is going on over here? So I told you last time, and I believe this is the answer. This is the answer is given by the Rishonim Kemat, the Tzurah Mefureshet, that there's a fundamental distinction between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of Shaul Nevi'im. The Gemara says in Yevamos, the famous Gemara Memtes, the Gemara says of Moshe Rabbeinu, his Nevuah is Baspaklaria Meira. How do you translate that? Clarity. Moshe Rabbeinu sees things with total clarity. And other Nevi'im see things Baspaklaria She'ena Meira. Not with the same clarity that Moshe Rabbeinu has. Last time I mentioned to you, and I actually wrote it down for myself, there are many psukim that indicate that the language that Moshe Rabbeinu uses is what language, if you remember, as opposed to Shaul Nevi'im. We said in Bamidbar, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Bey, the beginning of Pasuk Matos, Moshe's language is Zeh Adovah Shetziva Hashem. Moshe is incredibly precise. And what do the other Nevi'im say? Ko Amar Hashem. Ko means approximately. They don't have the same precision that Moshe Rabbeinu has. You know what I'm saying? Moshe Rabbeinu, at the very beginning is Nevuah in the Makos that we're reading now in these Pashas, Shmos, Ve'er, and Bo, also says, Ko Amar Hashem. Why? Because he's not yet a full-fledged Navi. When does he become a full-fledged Navi, we said? At Sinai, in Matan Torah. That's what the Rambam writes in Sinai Torah very clearly. But at this point, Moshe Rabbeinu is still, shall we say, evolving into a full-fledged Navi. He has not yet achieved that level of Nevuah, which is ideal. But the point I'm trying to make over here, and that's a very significant point, there's a fundamental distinction between Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and Nevuah of Shaul Nevi'im. There's a very famous Chaim Volozhin, another Chaim Volozhin, since I've had it already, that he writes that you probably are familiar with this. Sometimes the Torah actually uses the names of the Avos and it doubles the name. For example, where does the Torah double the name of one of the Avos or perhaps other Avos? Let's start with Avram Avinu. Is his name ever double? Hashem calls him? Excellent. Avram, Avram. Correct? 100%. And who else are the names double?
Moshe
for sure. Moshe, Moshe. But there's one distinction. Point out by the Zohar. The famous Zohar. You're probably familiar with the Mendel. So the Zohar says that with Avram and Avram, that there's a psik between the two names. Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no psik. What's that coming to tell us? It's coming to tell you that other Nevi'im, even though they were great people, Avram Avinu and the like, but they never fully realized their potential. There's a psik between the first Avram and the second Avram. I mean, certainly Avram Avinu reached tremendous heights, but never fully achieved his potential, even though he obviously achieved great heights. Moshe Rabbeinu fully achieved his potential. That's what the implication of the Zohar is. If you remember, Chazal even says, the Gemara Chulin tells us that greater that which was said by Moshe Rabbeinu than was said by Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu says, V'anochi ofa ve'efer. Obviously, he has the tremendous anova, tremendous modesty, a quality I spoke about last night as well. But Moshe Rabbeinu was even greater than Avram and anova. How do we know that? What does Moshe Rabbeinu say, if you remember? V'nachnu ma. We are nothing. Avram Avinu says, at least I'm off of Eifer. Moshe Rabbeinu is even less than off of Eifer. The anova of Moshe Rabbeinu is similar to the Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu is in a different category, in a different class. And the point being, and this is already mentioned by many, that, as I said, there is the Avram down here, and the Avram up there is the Moshe down here, and the Moshe up there. And essentially, what's the difference between the two? That Avram Avinu, at least, is off of Eifer. And basically, there's still some goof. There's still some, what do you call it?
Metzias,
excellent. There's still a Metzias to Avram Avinu. Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no goof. The goof is gone. Moshe Rabbeinu is all ruach, all spirituality, all ruchnias. Avram Avinu is obviously quite high in that level. However, or if you want to put it in Mendel's terms, because Mendel speaks this way, that the first time Avram Avinu is mentioned refers to what you call the Metzias. Maybe I shouldn't use this terminology, but let's call one the, shall we say, Avram de la Eila and Avram de la Tata, one above, one below. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's all the Eila. There's no la Tata. There's nothing down here. There's no goof. There's no chomer. There's no materialism. It's all gone. That's the Madrega that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved. So they thought, Miriam and Aaron, what was their argument? Which means that it's true, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shechinah Medarech, and Toch Grono Mamish, that the Shechinah speaks from the Garden of Moshe Rabbeinu. They said, we're also of that, shall we say, level. So Hashem said, you are wrong. And now I want to show you the deep in the psukh that I didn't discuss last time, but I want to discuss it now. In Pasuk Vav, Vayomer, he tells them, Shimun od Varoi, im yed viachem Hashem. Means, don't you think that your nevuah is in the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu? Im yed viachem Hashem, b'amara eilo resvado. Of course, Mara refers to what a mirror. Generally, mirrors are made of what? What material? Glass. Correct? So what exactly is does one see? One sees perhaps the shadow, not the person himself, because there's something that is an item that intervenes. But the fact of the matter is that the Bamara A love. What is A love? Lashon of A love, I told you, is a strange Lashon. Bamara A love. And then the second Lashon that I was bothered by, Bachalom Adaber Bo. What does that mean? How do you understand that Lashon? So the answer, of course, is in a Mara that other than the BMC, the Mara is not clear completely. It's Aspaklaria, Shein Amira. What do they see? They don't see the exact item with 100% clarity and precision. They see maybe the tail, the shadow. However, with Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not the case. And also, Bachalom Adaber Bo. What does it mean, Bachalom Adaber Bo? Chalom means how does Hashem communicate with other Nevi'im? Through a chalom. Why is that through a chalom? Because then the guf is not masik between the neshama, the shoresh, and Olam HaElyon, which emerges on the guf, and bo. That's what bo means. Means the dibur is inside the person because the guf is still there. Balochin Adi Moshe. Pel Pe Adaber. And therefore, Shechina medaber mitoch gono shel Moshe, but Moshe Rabbeinu, as I said, is all ruach, no chomer, no guf. That explains the distinction between the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the nevuah of Shaar HaNaviim. This is the chiddush of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. It's found a number of times, but the truth is, Rishonim say it came out before us over here. You have to read the Rishonim carefully, both the Ran and the Ramban. And that's why I said, other than the Vian, how do they prophesy? Come, Hashem. Approximately, this is what Hashem is Baruch said. That's called Aspaklal Yishenim Ira. Hashem Kain. Moshe Rabbeinu, Zeh Adavar, Hashetziva Hashem. And it's by Moshe Rabbeinu, Tmunas Hashem Yabit. You know what Yabit means? What does it mean, Lahabit, when a person, there's several words in Hebrew. One is the word Lirot. Next, Ma'od. Lahabit, Ma'od. Listakel, Ma'od. Lachzot, Ma'od. What? There are differences between in the Loshon HaKodesh, what? That's what I just said. That's Machazeh. But what's the difference between the word Lahabit generally means what? Lahabit means to... No, that's not right. Lahabit is actually a more penetrating kind of examination, if you will. And because Moshe Rabbeinu, as I said, is already different, totally different Madrega. I just want to, I actually Xeroxed part of it. I went and looked into the Malbim on these Psukim, and I saw the Malbim actually writes here in Parshat Baal Oscha how, in effect, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mevatel Metzias Gufo. There was no guf. There was no bodily element to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was completely Batel Mevutel V'nizdakik HaChomer, he says, the Malbim. The material part of Moshe Rabbeinu was so pure. And he goes on actually to describe this at some length, the Malbim. It's a long, long Malbim over here. But I just want to point out to you that it's not really his Chiddush. Because earlier, if you look in Shmos, in the Parshas, I mentioned this last week, if I'm not mistaken, Mendel, you're the one I always speak to because you're into these Nyanim more than they are. That which is fine. If you look in Shmos Per Gimel, because he's from the Chassidic Chabad, from the Yekorim Shechav Chabad. In Paragil of Pasuk Hei, remember I referred to this Pasuk in the Sneh, what did Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Al Tikrav Halom. Anyone translate for me? Al Tikrav Halom. Don't come any closer. Why not, says the Ramban, not just the Ramban over here right on the spot, but also in the Sefer Ikrim, and I saw this also in the Sforno, on the spot over here. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu should not Al Tikrav Halom, so the answer is because Moshe Rabbeinu was not yet at the level of the Isle Deal. You can see his name is not Alec. Anyway, as he goes through subterranean tunnels to get to where he has to get. But so they all say very clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu, his level is not yet the level where he achieved at Matan Torah, when he saw everything with tremendous and total clarity. And as I said, this explains the distinction between, and I even mentioned the Gemara in Brachos, if I'm not mistaken, on Lamed Beis, but the Gemara says that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hit the Chet Ha'egel Lech Reid." What does that mean, Lech Reid? The Gemara says, "Lech Reid Migdulascha," means you're no longer worthy of being the Man of Yisrael, because I only gave you Gedula in order to be the Man of Yisrael. Obviously, they're now no longer worthy of that Gedula, and therefore, Reid Migdulascha. So, what does that mean exactly? Lech Reid Migdulascha, Klum Nasate Lech Gedula, El Bishul Yisrael, Ashav Shay Yisrael, Chatzil Lam Lech Gedula. That's also come over there in Masechet Brachos. So, the Rishonim say, I saw this in the Archaim HaKadosh. The Archaim HaKadosh, right over here in Shmos Lamed Beis, which is where the Torah describes the Pasha of the Chet HaEgel. He says, Lech Reid, that the Madrega of Aspaklaya Meira that you had, that you were Zoha to win at Mount Torah, no longer will you have that Madrega after the Chet HaEgel. You'll be like Shar Nevi'im. That's why, take a look now in Perek Lamed Beis. You have a Chumash with you? Of course you do. Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Rav Zayin. And you'll see here, right after the Chet HaEgel, look at the language of the Pasuk, which is so Madiyah. Moshe Rabbeinu now speaks to the Bnei Levi. He tells them that you have to go ahead and do a mission, namely take a cherev and unfortunately eliminate people who are involved in Levi Abed Zara. So what is he, how does he tell to them? Look at Chav Zayin. Vayom Elohim, what does he say to them? Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. No longer Zeh Adov Hashetiva Hashem, because he went down from the Madrega. And now it's the Madrega of Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael after the Chet HaEgel. Etc. And not only that, and this is exactly Chazal tell us that, and then I mentioned this also. If you remember the Gemara in Tanya, the Gemara in Vavasa, and also it's a Pesukim in Dvarim. You have a Chumash Dvarim about your at it. Look in Dvarim for a second. You know, there were 38 years where Pagisa were Menudim. They were excommunicated by Hashem Yisbarach, and there was no conversation with Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Torah tells us when that ended. That's found right over here. This chumash is a problem. There are too many pages. In Dvarim Perek Beis, it's still there, Baruch Hashem. In Dvarim Perek Beis, Pasuk Tezayin. You see that? This is talking about after the Chela Meraglim. They wandered for 38 years looking past the Gedal right over there. Vayom Masher Alach Mikodesh Banei Asher Avan Nachazer Shoshim Mishmonim Shona Atom Kol Ador V'Gam Yad Hashem. And now Vayik Hashem Tamu, when all the people died, those that were not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. What does it say? Vaydaber Hashem Eilai Leimor. So what does Chazal say? The Gemara in Tainus, Gemara Ba'Avasa, that now Moshe Rabbeinu once again communicates with Hashem. For 38 years, the Klal Yisrael were menude. Hashem does not speak to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Which level?
That's the question. That is exactly the question. And that's what many assume, that he, of course, Chas V'Shalom, did not sever ties with Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Madrega, Hasvai Meira, was not there. It was the Madrega again, Hasvai Shein Meira, because of the Chet, similar to what happened with reference to the Ego, what falls upon the heels of that. The same thing falls here upon the heels of the Meraglim. He's now Kishar Nevi'im.
Eli
is not
the same lashon
as. It's not. Usually, by Dabar Hashem El Moshe Leimor. What's Eli? Eli sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu has a goof. And that's why Hashem is speaking to him, because he went down from the Madrega that he had in Matan Torah. We see this twice, both in Kisisa, after the Chet HaEgel, and we see it over here, after the Chet HaMeraglim, where Klal Yisrael were menudeh, the Gemara of Abasa, Kuf Chavala, the Gemara of Tainus, where is that? Laf Lamed. Anyway, the Gemara is in two places over there. And the Gemara says that he went down from the Madrega, and as a result, the language is different. Now, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved the highest level of Nevuah. Take a look at the end of Dvarim. Again, The end of Dvarim. Will come Navi Yopi Yisuka Moshe. Dvarim Perak Lama Dali. You have Lama Dali? Mamash at the end of Vidal Sabracha. Look at the language of the Pasuk there. Lama Dali Pasuk Yud. You see that? What does it say there? Will come Navi Yopi Yisuka Moshe. Hashem Yido Hashem Panim El Panim. Unlike, shall we say, other Nevi'im. Other Nevi'im don't have this Madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu don't come near that Madrega. And unquestionably, all this is a result of what? As a result of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is, in effect, as I said, the Adon HaNevi'im. But this was achieved in Matan Torah, and as I indicated to you a moment ago, even though Moshe Rabbeinu achieved this in Matan Torah, however, there were times in the history of Klal Yisrael where this Madrega was taken away from Moshe Rabbeinu. So now I want to come back to the Pesukim Baloslah. In light of this, interpret the Pesukim again, as I said. Take a look now what Rashi says. On the Pesuk, Lochein Abdi Moshe, the whole Basin Nemru. But right prior to that, where we were diagonal the Pesukim, it says, Be Abdi Be Moshe. Where is that again? Pesuk Ches. Pel Pe, Perikid Beis, Maloska. Pel Pe Adabebo. Says Rashi, because Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nevuah is, as I said, Aspaklaya Meira. Moshe was a battle, he had no Metzias. There was no Chatzitza between Moshe Rabbeinu, between his, shall we say, his body and his Ruach. And that's all based on the Nevuah, the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu that he achieved. So now, after Hashem is brach, gives tochacha to Miriam and Aaron, because they compare Moshe to Sham Nevi'im, and Hashem explains why Moshe Rabbeinu is superior in terms of his Nevuah to Sham Nevi'im, because of all these inyanim. So now he tells him, so why were you not frightened? L'daber bi'abdi b'moshe. Bi'abdi, even though he's not Moshe. B'moshe, even though he's not Abdi. Means basically, what is an Eved Hashem? Someone that is totally and batel. What is an Eved? You never mean someone who's totally subordinate to whom? To his master. He has no metzias of his own. He is completely guf or koni. His guf is totally koni to Hashem is barach. And that's why that is the language that's used over here. Bim Moshe, bim Abdi, bim Moshe. And this explains exactly what I began to talk about last week. I've been thinking about this matter for years, but I've always troubled by language. I'm very into language, actually, in the Chumash. Now, I was going to show you something that's nogea to this week's parsha, to parsha's vo'era. Now, the problem is I will not be able to do justice to this, because this question was asked by Ari over here, Shlita, who is beginning to learn something very carefully, which is outstanding. Hashem should bless him. Look at parsha's vo'era. Yom Tov is still here, so Baruch Hashem. Alex, Yom Tov, is still here. In Vo'era, which is this week's Pasha, let's read from Perek Vav Pasuk Yud. I'm not going to be able to answer all these questions. I'm just going to raise them. Okay, let's say that's very nice of you. Maybe next time I will get to the answers. Look in Perek Vav Pasuk Yud. It means Hashem, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Le'ma. So after all this, Hashem speaks to Moshe. What did he tell him? Vav Daber El Paro Melech Mitzrayim. I want you to speak to Paro and let Klal Yisrael get out of here. Correct? So now the Torah says, Vayidaber Moshe l'bnei Hashem l'emor. So what does Moshe say? Hey, b'nei Yisrael lo shamu elai. Klal Yisrael don't listen to me. V'ech ishmeni Paro. But Paro's going to listen to me. Kal v'choymeh. V'ani aral sfasoyim. What am I? How do you translate it, Ari? Aral sfasoyim. I'm a... What?
Sealed lips.
The way Rashi comments. That's what Rashi learns. Loshen Orla. Orla means it doesn't produce any fruit. Atum. I continue. So, what happens? So now, since Moshe Rabbeinu clearly feels he's not capable, so what does Hashem do? He speaks to Moshe and Aaron. And he tells them that they're going to be the ones, two of them together. And then the Torah goes on with the list of the Ichos I spoke about last night, and now I'm skipping a little bit towards the end of this. And now I'm reading Pasuk above. Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav. You have it? Yosef, you see? Who Aaron and Moshe? Asher Amar Hashem Lahem Hotzia Bnei Yisrael Me'efes Ha'am Hotzia Yosef. Correct, because there was a change. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to do it, so now who's doing it? The combination, the combo team. Of whom? Of Aaron and Moshe. Hey, Pasuk Vav Zayin. Hey, Ma'am Adabim, Ha'am Melech Mitzrayim, Hotzia Bnei Yisrael Me'efes Ha'am Hotzia Yosef. Who? Moshe and Aaron. That Pasuk also seems to be a repeat of the previous Pasuk. Okay, I'm not discussing that right now, but you pointed that out, Ari. Vayi B'yom Dibrei Hashem Moshe Ve'eretz Mitzrayim. Very nice. Now, Pasuk Chavtes. Here's the question of Ari. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Elim Ani Hashem Daber Paro Mel Mitzrayim Yisakol Hashem Ani Dover Olecha. What in heaven's name is going on here? I thought we agreed that who is speaking? Moshe Ve'aron. And now Hashem tells Moshe, Daber! You're the one who's going to speak. And Moshe Rabbeinu, guess what? Ki'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu didn't present his taina earlier, which of course he did. Namely, what was the taina? The pasuk Yud Beis Bani Aral Sfasayim. I can't do it. And what happens here? Vayu Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem, hand on the ear, Aral Sfasayim. Vech Yishmai Lai Paro. This is the question of Ari Shlita right over here. He reads the psukim. What's his problem? He reads the psukim. Rashi is obviously troubled by this kasha. That is a, shall we say, not a simple teretz. He's aware of Rashi too, this your colleague over here. I'm going to read a bit further. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Rei Nisaticho Elohim Lefaro, Var Nochicho Yenu Viecho. Ata Tadabir Kol Asher Tzaveko, Var Nochichi Tadabir Al Paro, V'shachal Me'isel Me'atzo. What is going on over here? Who is speaking to whom? What are the missions that they are, shall we say, designated to carry out? So seemingly, from Perek Zayin here, it sounds like what? That Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be, and the Torah uses the language, which is very strange language in and of itself, he's going to be what? Elohim Lepara. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Shofet. Elohim is Lashon Shofet. How do you know that from what Parshin Chumash? Mishpatim. Ad Elohim Yavod Vashneh, Rashi Tzaneh, that base. And the Rishonim point that out very clearly. So Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the road there, the Shofet, he's going to punish him, Makkah Yisurin. However, who's the one who's actually going to speak to Paro? Aaron. That's what the puzzle says here. And then we know the next part, of course, is that Hashem is going to harden the heart of Paro, and he will listen to them, etc., etc. And that's what happens. So now, let's read Rashi in Perek Vav, Pasuk Lamed. The end that you are referring to says Rashi Perek Vav Pasuk Lamed Vayom Moshe Levnei Hashem. Oh, you don't have Rashi. Sorry. He Amira Sheam Alamala. Rashi said that this statement of Vayom Moshe Levnei Hashem Aman Aral Sfasayim. Paro won't listen to me. That was said earlier, and we just pointed it out. Correct that when Moshe Rabbeinu used the Kal V'chomer 840 Ori, Hein Bnei Yisrael Lo Shomu Elai Vechish Meni Paro Vani Aral Sfasayim. Says Rashi, Kan, came in Shehifsikal Inyan, since there was an interruption, what was the interruption? The Yichus of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was an interruption. The Kachi Yashita, that's what Mendel mentioned. Called him home, let's chazer over what we did earlier. Since there was an interruption with the Yichus, we have to now review that which was said earlier. That's one. Two, Rashi Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis, Ato Tidaber, says Rashi, Pa Machas, Kol Shlichus Shlichus, Kvisha Shamatim Bipi. You will say over every shlichus, and you heard from me. But what will he be? He'll be the one who'll present it. He's a good presenter. He'll do the presentation for Paro. The Ramban is chelik and Rashi. Ramban here in Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel. The Ein King Daiti. I don't agree. Says the Ramban. Hashem is Moshe l'daber b'nei Yisrael. When Hashem told Moshe originally to speak to Klal Yisrael, where it says, Lachin, Amor, L'nei Yisrael, Ani Hashem, V'asa Kain, Amor, Shabin, and Ditzo, V'lo, Shomu, Eilav, and they listen to him, V'chazav, V'tzivo, Soshi, Avo, Paro. Then he tells him, go to Paro, and tell him, let my people go. V'azano, then what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Hey, B'nei Yisrael, Shomu, Eilai, Eifor, Yori, the Kabo, Hoyme, V'akaz, Brom, V'tzivo, Shneem, L'dabri, Elohim, Yal, Paro. So now he commands both of them to go and speak to, shall we say, who? The people and Paro. The Choshev Moshe, so Moshe thought, Kishneim Yisnabu B'chalosos. Moshe thought it's going to be a joint effort. Both of them are going to what? Are going to prophesy. Ushneim Yavo B'nei Yisrael V'yal Paro. V'daishe daber echad. Who needs two people? Why do we need two speakers? Ki kein derech al shneim shulchim sh'echad v'daber v'asheni yachrish. When two people come somewhere. So we have one as the main spokesman, and the other guy comes, what? Because to be mechazik, the first guy, says the Ramban. V'nispayit v'zeh, and Moshe Rabbeinu was happy. V'chaz Hashem yamar elav. Hashem tells him, Ani Hashem, I'm the one who appeared to you, the Dabi Rishmi HaGadol, Daber HaParam Melech Mitzrayim, Ez Kol HaShani, I'm reading the Xerox to Ramban, Ez Kol HaShani, Dover Elecha, Ki Lecha Yiu Adibros Kulam, Lo La'aron Imlach. What does Ramban say? Hashem, when he appears and is going to relay the message, who's he relaying it to? Only Moshe Rabbeinu. Not Taro. V'ostra Asisi Shuliach HaParo. You are the Shuliach HaParo. Said, I'm continuing Ramban. V'ozana Moshe, this is the second time they're asked for sign Moshe Rabbeinu. V'Hashem amar lo, rei nesatich olim b'faro, ki atah tavo l'fanav imaron. There you will appear in front of Paro with Aaron. B'shom tetzav es Aaron. And then you will tell Aaron, v'lo yishma Paro dvarecha. Paro will not hear what you tell Aaron. Because only you heard what Hashem said, and not Aaron. And now you're telling Aaron what he should go and say to Paro. And Aaron and your shlichos will now say over Kasher Elokim Mitzav LeNavi VaNavi Mashmiya Dvar Mochiach Bahem. You know what the Ramban says? He's calling again Rashi. Rashi learned that they're both now in a joint effort. Hashem is speaking to them both, and they're going to go ahead. And Aaron will be the main spokesman, but they both heard from Hashem. The Ramban incorrect. How could that be? You know why it can't be? Because guess what? Who's on a higher madrega of Nevuah? Moshe Rabbeinu. Ramban is Shitoso. And the Ramban here fits the whole Yisod that we've been saying till now. So who hears the communication? Only Moshe. He tells it to Aaron. Even though perhaps one could argue that they're in the ambience of Paro, but Paro will not hear what he's saying. So he's telling it to Aaron. And who's the one who presents it to Paro? Aaron. Did everyone hear what I said? Excuse me? You tell me. You have to know Chumash well. What? A fair number of times. I don't recall the exact number. So, the answer is because even though there is communication, Aaron is a Navi. Navi by definition means someone communicates with Hashem, but he's not in the same Madrega as Moshe Rabbeinu. That's apparently what the Ramban is out to get. There are many kashas in this Ramban. The one who asked them is the Gur Aryeh, Maral Miprag. In fact, there are a million kashas in the Ramban. Kedarka Bakayish. Do you know the Gur Aryeh at all? Do you know that Amir, that fellow? Very nice man, Maral Miprag. You knew it a little bit. So he asked many kashas in this Ramban. I can't go through all the kashas, but so many. There's no end. So now we have to understand what is the machlokes in Rashi and Ramban. So I suspect I will have to do this next time because I simply cannot do justice to this in the short amount of time that I have. I told you I need between 5 and 50 hours to discuss this. This is the story of my life when I learned Chumash from my father's Avendan. That's what he used to do. He was like Ari. He used to read the psukim and grind them. I'm not exaggerating. That's why I was zeichet to grow up in this kind of context. I didn't have any machinery to play with. And I didn't have any other, shall we say, people on the distaff side to disturb me. So what should I do? What do you suggest? You know what I mean? So I was pretty focused on these matters. So I hope in Hashem you'll be zochet to that also. The distaff side is good when you're ready to get married. But prior to that, it says in my Shulchan Aruch, Ma'od ma'od tzorech leitvachek minoshim. That's what my father taught me at a very young age. How was Yom Tov? Did it say there?
I have
sat
on the
keyboard
on this time.
Okay, I will next time leave that there. Oh, could you take this back? Danielle, thank you very much.